This speech, I do some presentation for UT every year, and it cycles, and it's typically got a technology bent. And the last time they were coming around, I actually tried to pass. I said, I don't want to do a speech this year. I don't have anything. They said, you'll come up with something. Do a speech. Time passed, and then the election happened, and I'm not going to comment on the election because it doesn't really bear on what I'm talking about. It is a vehicle for what I'm talking about. But then a series of travel bans were issued. And I'm going to use those, and I'm going to refer to those for a very simple reason. What I do day in, day out is employment law. So I represent companies in defending themselves against accusations that they fired people for terrible reasons, whether that is race, sex, national origin, age, religion, go down the line. There's a list of things you can't fire people for. In my line of work, one of the key battlegrounds as a result is trying to convince either a judge or, more frequently, a jury that the reason my guy did something was legitimate. Why did we fire this person? Because they weren't very good at their job. Keeping in mind, what the other person is trying to prove is the opposite. No. Whether or not my person was great at the job, that's not the real reason they got fired. The real reason they got fired was, insert protected characteristic here. So what I do day in, day out, is fight about why people do things, principally employment decisions. So when the travel ban hit, and then got caught up in the court system, my first take on it, and here's a brief timeline of the first, what I will call the travel ban one. If you're not aware, we're on travel ban three. This is a brief version of travel ban one that led to travel ban two. When that travel ban hit and then the court stopped it, it was intriguing to me as an employment lawyer. Because if you go and read these court's opinions, and I'm going to quote some of them at the back end, there is actually a constitutional analysis that takes place when the executive branch takes an action.